Hello, I'm Gordon Smith. Welcome to my photo blog, Look and See. If you've come by this audio file all on its own, you can find my photo blog at las.new-england.net.au. And today's photograph is that of August the 31st. You can find it by clicking on the little calendar on the right-hand side of the webpage. It's been a bit of a cooler day today in Armidale. Just after we thought spring was on its way, it came across a bit overcast and we had some rain. Rain's still a novelty, so we're all very happy that we had about 23 mils of rain, about an inch, with a little bit more to come over the next few days if we're lucky. Today's photograph is about the railway lines. Railway lines came to Armidale over 100 years ago now, and were heavily used when such things were used at all. But nowadays the railway terminates at Armidale, comes from Sydney, about an 8-hour train trip, as it the last 2 hours being pretty slow as it climbs its way up the mountain. I've called this photograph Going Nowhere to reflect the fact that the lines we're looking at are those lines heading north out of Armidale. They still exist. The lines go up to the Queensland border, to a place called Wallangarra, and from there the lines continue into Queensland. And in days gone by, people would have had to change to the Queensland Railway System trains. Cargo would have been transshipped. Cattle inspected for whatever they got inspected for, ticks and what have you. And on they would have gone on their journey north into Queensland, into Brisbane usually. But no more. The road system has taken over. I tell a slight lie. Those lines are used once in a blue moon by a freight train carrying superphosphate fertilizer to a very small railway station not too far out of Armidale, where there's a fertilizer store. But there's no real use for those lines anymore. It would be nice to see them come back into use. There are plans for a tourist railway to Glen Innes, which is about 100 kilometres or 60 miles north of Armidale. Indeed, that rail car that you can see in the right top right quadrant of the photograph is one of those that some have planned to run north to Glen Innes. The rail car itself is in an advanced stage of renovation. It's looking pretty good. It's just got nowhere to go. Okay, that's it for me. Very quick description of what I got up to today and my photograph of the day for today, August the 31st. My email address is gordon@las.new-england.net.au if you see fit to email me. Thanks for listening. Hope you come back tomorrow. Bye now.